My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He is a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and he is a former judge in the state of Texas. We want to get his thoughts on the latest in the southern border crisis, how to resolve this immediate problem, and what he makes of the president's comments on how to address the immigration problem in the country. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, but it is a huge problem, and the president doesn't seem to grasp that he's the problem.
Well, the president said, among other things, and we'll get to some of those other things a little bit later in the conversation, in his Rose Garden statement on Monday, that the crisis of unaccompanied teenagers and a lot of other people pouring across our southern border is proof that the current rules are confusing. What's your response to that?
Well, the current rules are confusing because the law is very clear, and yet the president came out and he announced, like a good monarch would, that he didn't like the law. And so he pronounced new law, and if you meet these requirements, then we'll let you stay here. And basically, so I have spoken, so shall it be. That's what monarchs do. And so because of that, it is confusing. The law itself is not, but the president coming back behind the law and saying, I'm changing the law unilaterally like monarchs do. Here's the new law. Here's what we're going to apply. And then floating word out all across South and Central America that we're not sending anybody back where they came from when they come in illegally, that has caused this horde of people coming in. So he may say and has said, basically, he thinks the law is confusing and needs to be changed. No, he is what has confused the issue, he and Homeland Security, because the word has also gone out, Greg, that if you can just get to America and get in illegally, then Homeland Security will not be about Homeland Security. What they will do is start human trafficking, which they're doing. Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, they are engaged in human trafficking. So if you get into this country, then you are transported to other parts of the country. If you have a parent who's here illegally, then Health and Human Services, which is no longer about health, and Homeland Security, that's no longer about security, they will engage in human trafficking and help you violate the law by getting you illegally wherever you want to go.
Congressman,
that's the problem.
Congressman, my guess is your response to the current wave of illegal immigration is to enforce the rule of law and the border security laws as they exist. What would be your response to the pile of people on the border that are already here?
Well, having spent the weekend 10 days ago down there, down in the McAllen sector, used to be Tucson was the busiest sector, but now since they've learned that the best way to come in is through that area of the Rio Grande, then that's where we're coming. And Border Patrolmen can't afford to say it on the record because of their jobs. But what I heard from them over and over is that some have said, you know, we had a problem with Brazilians coming in when they got word that we wouldn't send them back. And once we were allowed to send a few families back, it stopped immediately. And they believe, as I believe, if you take care of whatever people's problems are, if they're on our soil, you know, you don't send them out starving to death. But then you say, you're not coming in legally. Our laws mean so much. That's why our economy is better than yours, because we apply the rule of law. And we can't let you destroy the economy by forcing us to quit following the rule of law. Therefore, we are sending you back. It will require some manpower, some expense to send people back, but not nearly as much as the damage to our country would be by letting people come in just willy-nilly as they wish to. We've got diseases coming in. We don't even know what all diseases are coming in. H1N1 may have a week before its symptoms show themselves. We, for a long time, the federal government wouldn't even acknowledge that we had even one case, and now there's a second case. And these people are being shipped all over the country, possibly before deadly diseases even show symptoms. So We don't know what we're sending all over the country. Health and Human Services doesn't know, but we're doing grave damage to this country. When I say we, I mean specifically the federal government controlled by the Obama administration.
Congressman, you've made quite a few headlines in the last day or so by saying if this doesn't stop, America's going to eventually look like a third world country. How soon do we need to get this turned around, in your estimation, before we start to exhibit some of those characteristics?
Well, we're already seeing some of those results in some areas where tens of thousands of people have come surging in. So the quicker that we can, it ought to be immediate. Just immediately, the president should say, you know what, the law is not as confusing as I once thought now that I've actually looked at the law. The law means what it says, so you can't come in illegally like I've been letting you do in the past. We're going to start following the law, because the only way you'll get Congress to, I believe, to pass meaningful immigration reform is once we have a president, and it could be this one, but once we have a president who agrees to follow the law, shows us he will follow the law, and then we can get a reform package. But there's no sense in reforming anything until the president is willing to follow the law. The courts have made clear that it is up to the federal executive branch to enforce our immigration laws. It is up to the Congress to make immigration laws, and then the federal executive branch must enforce them. And so Congress has made the laws. Now the administration has to show that they will abide by the law and quit becoming so lawless. But we are. I mean, you go down on the border, you see all these people that are just crammed in warehouse situations, sleeping on the floor. They're being shipped around the country to different places, being warehoused around the country. That's already the beginning of what you see in third world countries.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. Two quick follows before we get to some of the bigger constitutional issues, sir. The president and Eric Holder, the attorney general, have said that these folks will all get their day in court. Do they need a day in court in your estimation?
No, they don't need to be in court. What should be done is what's called a turnaround. If you attempt to come in, you get on our soil, and you're caught at the border, then you're turned around and sent back. You don't need a judge to hear your case. If you did not come in legally and have the proper papers, you go back, and you go back where you come from. That ought to be what we do. And it's going to end up saving lives and health and safety of Americans if we enforce the law. But, Greg, one other thing about being a third world country. One of the things that makes a third world country is that they don't follow the law. They don't enforce it fairly. There's graft. There's corruption. Officials can be bought. They can be bribed. They will do whatever they want. Well, we have people fleeing countries like that to come into the United States because we have been observing the rule of law for the most part. We do try to apply it fairly across the board. And then once they get into this country, then they say, now we want you to become like our country and quit enforcing the law. But then that would make us lawless like their country, where the economy always fails in a lawless country. So if we want to continue to be a light on a hill, that be a beacon to people that care about freedom and a strong economy, then we must follow the laws as they are. So that alone, just failing to enforce the law, begins to make you, well, very quickly like a third world nation.
Quickly on to the larger constitutional questions here, sir. Here's a couple of quick excerpts from the president Monday in the Rose Garden talking about why he intends to take executive action on immigration.
I don't prefer taking administrative action. I'd rather see permanent fixes to the issue we face. Certainly that's true on immigration. I would greatly prefer Congress actually do something. I take executive action only when we have a serious problem, a serious issue, and Congress chooses to do nothing.
Sir, you talked a minute ago about the importance of the separation of powers, and obviously you're an attorney and a former judge. What do you make of the president saying it's okay for him to do this if Congress doesn't do what he wants?
Well, we've had problems with some judges in America legislating from the bench. I wouldn't do it. That's why I left to run for the opportunity to legislate. He didn't run for the legislature. He left the legislature and ran for president. Legislating is not an option for him unless he wants to destroy our Constitution or create a constitutional crisis, which he is quickly moving us toward.
And real quick, if in fact he moves forward on some of these things, he says he's waiting for recommendations from Homeland Security and the Justice Department on and does effectively legislate from the Oval Office, what are Republicans in Congress prepared to do about it?
Well, the founders gave us the power of the purse. It's going to take a lot of courage to stand up to the president and say, we're going to start defunding anything that you care deeply about that's not important to the American people. We're going to start defunding, the Attorney General's office. We've got a bill that would actually, and we've been pushing to get this into an appropriations package, but it said anybody that's under contempt of Congress can't be paid a salary. We need to do that. We need to start eliminating money for any federal agency, department, including the White House, that is not following the law. And then you get their attention. That's what the founders anticipated. And I know our speaker says, oh, gee, we're only half of one-third. Well, we're the most important half of the appropriations process. And so if we don't agree to an appropriation, it doesn't happen. It's time we took a stronger stand in that regard.
Congressman, we'll certainly be watching. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Judiciary Committee and a former judge in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.